Before the song there of Busta Rhymes, I told you about a guy who queues up for other people for a living. And he's joining us on the phone right now. Hello, Robert Samuel. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine, thanks. Hello, how are you? Okay?
I'm not too bad. I'm so intrigued about your line of business. Pardon the pun. Can I just tell our listeners, what you do for a living? So people who queue up for, say, iPhones or Kanye West brand new runners, concert tickets when there's a deadline, say it's going to be happening at 9 a.m., you are a person that hires other people to queue in a line for you. This is your business, Sam Roberts.
Yes, that's correct. It initially started as Same Old Line Dude, which is Same Old Line Dude with an S now. But
yeah.
3 years ago, it was just me, and I was standing in line for people. But then when it became really popular, I started recruiting my friends and having them wait in line with me. For, you know, the iPhone, for sample sales, for Broadway show tickets at a discount, passports, consulate visits, anything that was a long physical line. And in New York, where I'm based, we have 8.5 million people. So you can imagine there are always a lot of lines for many things that go on here in the city.
Oh, my God. You know what? Sometimes there are ideas where I go to myself, why the hell have I not thought about this sooner? I couldn't. I hate queuing for things. I also hate buying things online, especially tickets, because they always go online really, really fast. You've got more chance probably queuing, but you don't want to queue for such a long time overnight to get that 8 a.m. start.
Exactly, exactly. So there are even some artists who refuse to sell their tickets online and prefer that, you know, people show up and buy them in person, because there are things called bots, which are like automated programs that swipe all the tickets, and so they're not available online. So to combat that, they actually have people come out. And for people who don't want to do that for their favorite artist, then that's when they call us.
How did you get this idea, Robert?
I lost my job. I used to work for a cell phone carrier, AT&T. I don't know. You guys have AT&T.
No, we don't have it, but we know it.
Yeah. But you know it, yeah. It's a global company. So I lost my job in February of 2012. And when the iPhone came out in September of that year, just before then, I said, let me make some extra money while I'm looking for work to wait for somebody's iPhone. I had always been selling the phone every year, but never on the other side of actually purchasing it. So I said, let me be on the consumer side and wait in line for someone else's phone. So when the customer that actually replied to my ad said, I'll give you $100, but he canceled because his online order went through Apple.com.
Oh.
But he still paid me anyway. And he said, here's $100, I'll PayPal you, and you're good. And I was like, okay, so I was ready to leave. And he said, don't leave. You're number three in line for the phone. You have a prime spot. Why don't you sell it? And that's when the light bulb went off, and I sold my spot and then a few other spots that night, and I had enough money the next morning to buy a phone that I had no intention to buy.
So that's where the light bulb moment happened.
Yes, that's when it happened from iPhone, what is that, 5? Yeah, it happened at iPhone 5.
Now, see, I think people who queue up for technological gadgets are a bit mad. People that queue up for, say, Kanye West runners are a bit crazy. Like, queuing up for gadgets to me is like, oh my God, have you nothing else better to be doing? So I would completely employ you to queue in line.
Okay. And that's the thing. It's just everybody's passion is different. Some people are gadget techie. Some people are sneakerhead. There are women who get up at, you wouldn't believe, there are people that get up at 11 p.m. to be in line at 12 midnight for a sample or shoe sale.
Yeah.
A Louboutin or a Manolo Blahnik or something like that. So people have their passions, and I don't really knock people for whatever they like. Me, I would wait in line for a Beyonce ticket. That's just me. So everybody has what they love, and if we can help you get it, that's part of our slogan. We wait for your wants. Whatever you want, you know there's somebody who can wait for it for you.
Now, I know a lot of people don't have time to be queuing up in line to queue for things. Is there anything that you wouldn't queue for?
Well, I originally said I didn't like to wait in line for Black Friday sales.
Of course.
Do you guys have Black Friday sales?
It's starting here, but not really. But I know it's massive in America, and especially
in America. Yes. Yeah. And now it's not even Black Friday. It's like on Thursday. So on Thanksgiving, you have people rushing out of the house after eating turkey to run to their nearest store to stand in line to get a flat screen TV for $40. So the dangers with that is people will get crazy and they get physical. There have been instances of, you know, security guards being trampled to death and killed and suffocated because of the mad rush. So I always said I don't like to do those. But depending on where you ask us to go, we might consider it.
Okay. I have a couple more questions, right? Mm-hmm. Now, how do people skip the queue to get their place if they want to come and queue for you and only want to pay you to queue for 5 hours or something? Is there the rest of people in the queue, like, do they get a bit leery, kind of go, oi, oi, he's skipping?
No, because what happens is when we're in line, we always make it a point to explain our role in the line. We're hired help, so to speak.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't get mad at a taxi driver who drove someone while you had to take the bus, you know?
Okay, yeah, I got you.
And you wouldn't get mad at a nanny because the mother hired the nanny while you're taking care of your kids. So it's the same thing. We're providing a service. We're courteous, we're respectful to everyone in the line. We're telling them what we do, so when our customer comes, everything is great. They know what to expect, and it's fair. It's a one-to-one ratio. We never, ever try to have one spot held for three or four people, because that's where the contention would happen. That's where people would tend to get upset. Hey, I was number 7 all the time while you were here, and now your customer comes, and I'm number 13.
Yeah.
So we never want to have that instance. So as long as we keep it, you know, we keep it fair, and everybody knows their place is not jeopardized, then we do okay.
This is one of the craziest jobs or inventing of jobs I've ever heard. But I have to commend you, because I hear now that you don't really queue much anymore because you've got like a team now of 15 people who do all the queuing for you. So world domination could be happening.
I have about, it varies, between 12 and 15 people, because it's not full-time. It's like part-time money on the side.
Yeah.
So when I get a request, I post it, and whoever responds to it, that's who does the job. So they're not constantly jobs every day. I mean, almost every day. We've been doing well these last couple of months. But if you're available to do it and you're on my team, you see a text for 3 hours tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, hey, I'm not doing anything. I'll text back, I can do it, and then they get the job. So it's cool like that.
Well, listen, I have to say, it is one of the most bizarre inventings of jobs that I've ever heard, but I have to give you a round of applause as well. Robert Samuel, founder of Same
Thank
Old Line
so
Dunes. Listen, maybe we'll see on an in-line queuing over here for us sometime, but I think that's an absolutely great idea, and it's mental, but it's good. Thank you so much,
Thank
Robert.
You.
See
Thank
you later.
You so much
Bye.
For having me.
Thanks.
Yeah.